You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey guys, have you ever crashed a drone? Do you have one sitting on the shelf because maybe you had a bad day and didn't do everything on your pre-flight checklist? Well, it is a long checklist, but if you had an issue and you haven't been flying your drone, you really need to check out the guys over at Unmanned Systems and Solutions. That's unmannedsas.com/drone you, because for $29.95, they're going to diagnose your drone. They're going to tell you what's wrong with it and how much it's going to cost to fix it. Even better news. If you do elect to fix your drone with them, they'll give you $20 of the $29.95 towards the fix itself. It's a really awesome program, and you got to check it out. It's unmannedsas.com/drone you. But here's the best part. They're actually fixing your drone. They're not sending you back a different drone with a different serial number. They're fixing it here in the United States and getting your vehicle back to you, which solves a lot of regulatory hurdles, which we're going to talk about today. So guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 517. Thanks guys for hanging out with us. Really appreciate it. Hope you had a great weekend.
We definitely do. Especially big thank you to all of you guys who have reviewed the book, Living the Drone Life, because now it has more reviews than any other drone book on the Amazon marketplace. So thank you so much. Check it out, droneyoubook.com. And seriously, guys, if you want this industry to grow, keep sharing, keep leaving reviews so that other people can find this show. If you're listening to the show, you can also watch the show on YouTube, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube or on iTunes, wherever you feel comfortable. So Rob, what are we talking about today?
You know, so we don't have a recorded question, which is a little bit unusual, but that's because there's an issue that's come up from feedback that we've gotten through our community, et cetera, and it's something that you really wanted to talk about. That is this the DJI system or process for getting drones repaired. What are the pros, the cons, and in particular, what are some of the cons that people probably aren't aware of if they send their drone overseas to get it fixed?
This, you know, Rob, this is a really big deal in the community, and I think it was a relevant question to bring up, and I just don't think anyone has thought to ask the question, which is why we don't have a question for it. But we're talking about the DJI Care Refresh program. Now, as many of you know, DJI has been a company that has been solely focused on providing you the best aerial imaging system platform, the most convenient to use, something that is not only practical, but also a whole lot of fun. But one thing they've never been really good at is customer service. You call them and they're like, how can I help you? Your problem, not mine. Kidding.
Yeah. Well, no, and I think, guys, this is based on a pretty significant population of feedback that we've gotten from people. And I'm afraid to say the majority of folks have not had a good experience. And I would say that they seem to be really working on it.
Well, I think it's no. And you know, a lot of people would say that, well, this is kind of DJI's issue. I don't think it is DJI's issue, because when you actually look at the terms and conditions of the DJI Care Refresh program, you know, it spells out very simply exactly what's going to happen. So what's the big problem? Why is this such a big deal? Well, here's what's going on within the Drone U community. So if you're a Drone U member, you've probably seen this in the Drone U community, and we just wanted to make sure that everyone knew of this issue. If you get a Mavic Pro and you get the DJI Care Refresh program, if you have an issue, you send your drone into DJI Care Refresh. And when you get your drone back, you may notice that the serial number is completely different. That has happened to a few of our members, which is a very big deal in the eyes of the FAA and FAA registration.
And most folks probably would not even notice that. That was actually pretty insightful for these folks to look.
Yeah, no, totally. Now, if you're using your drone as a hobbyist, chances are this probably won't affect you nearly as much. Why? Because if you're using DJI Care Refresh, it's valid for 12 months and they'll only replace the drone twice. But here is the thing, my friends. As a hobbyist, you can go online to your registration through the FAA and change the serial number. And the FAA is not going to be able to tell if that serial number has been previously registered. It will allow you to re-register that new serial number. But for you commercial guys, for you guys that have registered under the normal N number system, this can be a significant problem. under a few different issues. Number one, if you get a drone back and it's not the drone that you registered and someone has previously registered that drone under the commercial system, the chances of you being able to register that drone are slim to none unless the previous owner reached out to the FAA and elected to unregister the drone, meaning they no longer own that drone. They're saying to the FAA, hey, DMV, FAA, so, I no longer own this drone. And unless that person who was the previous owner says that, these commercial guys are in a big bind.
And most likely, we know that's not going to happen. People probably are not going to think to deregister their drone. So are you saying that there is that database for those that have registered it commercially, meaning the FAA is going to have be able to keep track of those serial numbers and they're going to know if you try to register a drone that was previously registered?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Just because the N number system is a database that has been built for a long time, and it is something that I've seen multiple stopgaps from happening. When I tested the Part 48 program, those stopgaps were not in place.
Got it.
But here's the other issue, guys. If you are a commercial operator, and let's say I send in my Mavic Pro right here. Let's say I broke it for whatever reason, and I'm a horrible pilot, and I had to send it in, and now I get a new one back. The new one is going to have a new serial number. If I forget to tell my insurance company that I have a new serial number, and I get into a crash, and I hurt someone or damage something, my insurance is not going to cover the drone.
Right.
Because a different serial number.
Most likely, yeah. Like we've talked about before, there are... We all know the reality of insurance companies, and they are definitely trying to make money, right? I mean, they're businesses,
shocker.
Of course. Shocker, right? And so even the very best insurance companies, they are going to look at ways to minimize payouts. And I would think this would be a very legitimate way. Goodness, having a hard time today. A legitimate way for them to do that in this case.
Very, very true, Rob. Very true. Now, remember, your insurance, if you have liability insurance, most policies state that you have to be flying within the FAA guidelines. FAA guidelines say that your drone has to be registered. So if you're now flying a drone that has a different serial number and you were unable to register it or didn't know any of this at all, and you're just out there willy-nilly flying what you think is your Mavic Pro, and you get, you know, gate checked by the FAA, and oh, hey, this drone isn't registered. Well, yeah, it is. Look up the serial number. I looked up the serial number. It's not registered, you know? Or it was previously registered and it's owned by someone else. So that's the third problem, right? If I send in my Mavic Pro, which is registered to my name, or, well, in this case, this one is registered to Drone U, and I send this drone in and it's broken and I get a new drone back, and then someone gets my drone and flies it and crashes it and hurts someone else, now my name is tied to that drone.
Potentially you'd have an issue. At least an issue that you've now got to deal with, right? And expend resources figuring out and fixing, et cetera. Of course, the way around that is if you don't get your drone back, just make sure you go deregister it.
Yes, definitely.
Whatever the system is for that.
This rabbit hole goes deep, Rob.
Yeah, the good news is, as long as you're aware of these issues, which is why we're doing this.
That's right.
You can mitigate them.
Totally
and,
can.
And make sure you take care of everything you need to take care of so that you don't run into these problems.
Yep. So if you are using the DJI Care Refresh program, make sure when you send your drone in that you take the appropriate action for unregistering that drone. If you find that you get a new one back, that's really important. You're helping out yourself and other pilots alike. Will DJI change this program? Not sure. How many potential drones can you get with different serial numbers? Up to two.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really wonder about this program. I think it's cool, but I also think it could be rot full of issues because a lot of people, Rob, say, Paul, just give me one reason that I should register the Part 47 route, which is the paper route, versus the Part 48. If you ever want to take your drone outside of the United States and bring it back into the United States, that's why you would want to register via Part 47.
To clarify, you cannot do that with Part 48.
Correct.
Meaning you leave the country, you've registered Part 48, you're saying that when you try to come back in, you're going to have an issue.
That's what it says on the FAA website. Now, will you actually have an issue? Probably not.
But you're running at risk.
Yes. Yes, Dr. Statistics over here. The probability of something happening is a value, albeit not high.
True.
I mean,
as with so many things in life.
Hey, I know you're a philosophizer, so can you help me with this question? Is zero a value?
Oh, my word. We're not going there.
The answer is yes. It's a value of nothing. It represents a value of zero.
So is gray a color?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now let me ask you this. Let's get really deep. What does black mean?
Dark.
What does white mean?
Light.
White is the absence of all color. Black is the presence of all color. Oh.
So do with that what you will. Probably
on
nothing.
That bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you do love healthy snacks, though, don't forget to check out our friends, Charky. That's charky.love. Just go in your URL browser, the very, very top of that, and type in Charky, charki.love, and check out Charky. If you're into healthy snacks that taste really good, if you like health, you like living long, and you like tasty stuff, you're going to love this. So charky.love. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.